Bible reading number 66, Exodus 14, verses 5 through 14. The king changed his mind. Then the king of Egypt was told that the people of Israel had gotten away. Pharaoh and his important officers changed their minds about the people. They said, "What have we done? We have let the people of Israel go. They don't serve us anymore." So Pharaoh made ready his chariots and took his army with him. He took all the chariots of Egypt, especially 600 of the best chariots, and the captains over all of them. Then Yahweh stiffened the heart of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. Pharaoh chased after the sons of Israel. The sons of Israel were now marching out in triumph, but the Egyptians were chasing them, all the chariot horses of Pharaoh, his horsemen, and his army. The Egyptians caught up with them while they were camping beside the Red Sea, next to Pi-Hahiroth near Baal-Zephon. As Pharaoh got closer, the sons of Israel looked up and saw the Egyptians coming at them fast. The people were very scared. The sons of Israel cried out to the Always Present One, and they said to Moses, "Have you taken us away to die in the desert because there were no graves in Egypt? Why have you treated us this way, to bring us out of Egypt? Didn't we tell you in Egypt, 'Leave us alone, so that we may serve the Egyptians'? It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert." Then Moses answered the people, "Don't be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the salvation of Yahweh, which he will perform for you today. As for the Egyptians that you see today, you will never see them again. The Always Present One will fight for you. You must hold still."